Hello, travelers. Welcome back to Silk Road Tour Radio. I'm Piotr, your guide through the incredible history of Central Asia.
And I'm Ksenia, always ready for adventure. Today, we're taking you to one of the most iconic spots in Central Asia, Registan Square in Samarkand. It's not just a place, it's the capital of historic landscapes. So, Piotr, how do we describe this legendary square?
Oh, Ksenia, describing Registan is like telling a dramatic story. Imagine it as a grand stage where science, trade and culture all play their parts. Under the reign of Ulugbek, Registan became a center of knowledge. His incredible scientific complex had exteriors that inspired respect for learning and interiors that demanded hard work and dedication.
Wow, sounds intense, but did people really stick to all that hard work, or were they tempted to sneak off for something a bit more exciting?
You are catching on. In fact, nearby in the caravanserai on the square, things were a bit more lively. Conversations in that bustling inn often sparked more inspiration than the strict lessons of a medrese. Some students were seen more often in the alcoves of the caravanserai than in the classrooms.
I bet that's where the real fun was happening. So, what changed?
By the 16th century, things were shifting. Trade routes had started moving to the oceans, but within the continent, Central Asia was seeing a revival in trade. Local leaders, paying attention to the scholars at the medrese, decided it was time to reclaim the square from the caravanserai and give it back to education.
So, that's when the massive medrese was built, right? To really make the square a place of knowledge.
Exactly. They didn't just add to the square, they transformed it. So, Registan became not just a hub of learning, but a place that visually represented the encyclopedia of everything. Each of the medrese was unique. One with its golden dome attracted those who admired beauty and luxury. The other featuring amazing depictions of tigers, deer, and even Zoroastrian symbols, something quite rare in Central Asia, added to the sense of endless curiosity.
So, Registan wasn't just about following the rules of knowledge, but about capturing the whole universe. So, Registan wasn't just about following the rules of knowledge, but about capturing the whole universe. But even through its packet with knowledge, it sounds like the most interesting things were happening between the lines.
You are right again, Ksenia. The most valuable aspect of Registan isn't just the stunning trio of medrese, but the people who gather there. The diverse crowd of traders, scholars, and travelers, all bringing their own worlds to this central point. It's a space where the limits of understanding suddenly open up to the vast possibilities of the universe and cultural exchange.
Amazing! Registan is like a living book of the world, where knowledge is born not just from the grand buildings, but from the people themselves.
Exactly. And if you want to see these unique views of Registan for yourself, learn the best tips for visiting and find out how to make this iconic square part of your journey, join us on Patreon.
Yep, head over to patreon.com/srtr for all the exclusive insights, travel advice and behind the scenes content. Plus, you can chat with us directly.
We'd love to help you plan the perfect trip to Registan and beyond. Don't miss out on this incredible experience.
See you on Patreon, fellow explorers.
Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.
And remember, the journey is just beginning.